91X News.
It's minus 12 and cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Daria Beguzheva. An extreme cold warning has ended for Belleville, Quincy West, Cobourg, Colborne and Western and Eastern Northumberland counties. Yesterday and today saw a record-breaking temperature in four Canadian provinces: Alberta, Saskatchewan, Ontario and Quebec. A new bus route is coming to Belleville tonight. A late bus number 11 will be running every half an hour starting from 9:30 p.m. on weekdays. The last bus will leave Industrial Park at 12:30 a.m. and the bus will run across the whole city. There was a fire at a strip mall in Napanee early this morning. Reports say that visible smoke and flames were seen around 5 a.m. OPP and paramedics have been called to the scene. There are no reports on any possible injuries or damages. The Highway 7 near Ottawa is currently closed after a major collision happened early this morning. One adult male was pronounced dead at the scene, and a second person sustained serious injuries and was taken to hospital by air ambulance. Highway 7 is currently closed between Ferguson Falls Road, west of the collision, and at Ramsey Concession 2A in the east. The OPP is investigating. Ontario's minimum wage is now $14 per hour. The new provincial legislation that came into effect yesterday also ensures that workers are entitled to at least 3 weeks vacation after 5 years with the same employer, and increases family medical leave from 8 to 28 weeks per year. People under the age of 25 can now get free prescription medications in Ontario. The province provided drug coverage for over 4 million children and youth across the province. Ontario is the first province to provide a coverage like that. A car was found in the water of Rivière des Prairies off North End, Montreal. Authorities say that no one was found inside the car. Police received 911 calls just after midnight saying a vehicle was on the river about 10 meters from the shore. The police were unable to say if the car ended up in the river because of an accident or because it was pushed. A new study shows that in less than 1 day, the average top-earning CEO in Canada will earn what an average worker makes in an entire year. Don Kelly has more.
The 11th annual report on CEO compensation by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives says the average CEO will have earned nearly $50,000 as of 10:57 this morning, down from mid-afternoon when it first started studying the issue. It finds the country's top CEOs now make an average of $10.4 million a year, 209 times the average income of $49,738. And it says there isn't likely any one measure that's going to decrease the record high income gap. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Hundreds of Hollywood celebrities have formed an anti-harassment coalition. Correspondent Amy Robach has more.
Coalition of more than 300 women calling itself Time's Up, taking out a full-page ad in newspapers, including the New York Times, writing, "Now, unlike ever before, our access to the media and to important decision makers has the potential of leading to real accountability and consequences." The initiative, a response to the avalanche of sexual misconduct allegations rocking Hollywood and beyond.
After the U.S. President Donald Trump tweet last night, there was a reaction in diplomatic circles. Sagar Meghani has the details.
The president yesterday wrote the U.S. foolishly gave Pakistan more than $33 billion in aid and got nothing in return but lies and deceit, accusing Islamabad of giving safe haven to the terrorists the U.S. hunts in Afghanistan. Pakistan has summoned the U.S. ambassador in response, while Islamic groups have rallied in major cities. One group in Lahore called for the diplomat to be expelled. The group's headed by a militant who lives openly in Pakistan despite a $10 million bounty on his head from the State Department. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
With the upcoming Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea has offered to meet with North Korea to cooperate on the Games. Martha Radatz has the story.
They're going to meet with them. They say they share that border. They talk about whether North Korea could be part of the Winter Olympics next month. South Korea has been uncomfortable with Donald Trump's fiery rhetoric and wants to ease tensions, but that could dilute Trump's message of force and his insistence that North Korea give up its nuclear program before any talks could be held.
A former Fox News Channel anchor and Miss America 1989 Gretchen Carlson is now the Miss America's new chairwoman. Lindsay Davis has more.
Well, before the hashtag MeToo movement, Carlson went public famously about allegations of sexual harassment at Fox News and later settled a lawsuit for $20 million against then Fox News CEO Roger Ailes. In addition to Carlson's new title, three former Miss Americas are now joining the board.
New changes are coming for the Playboy magazine. Ryan Barrow has the story.
The Wall Street Journal reports Playboy has begun the process of moving ownership away from Hugh Hefner's family. A private equity firm is reportedly in line to acquire a 35% stake in the company. The company is also turning its focus more to brand partnerships and licensing deals and putting less attention on editorial and publishing. The company's lost millions in annual magazine sales and is considering scaling back, perhaps even eliminating its print magazine, though a formal decision has not been made. Ryan Barrow, ABC News.
The 5 and 7 year old boys who went missing on the New Year's Day in the north of Okanagan region of BC have been found sound and safe. Two boys wandered away from a community bonfire and were missing for 45 minutes by the time the search began. Vernon Search and Rescue spokeswoman Leah Pearson says that 22 people joined the rescue team.
A couple of our guys on snowmobile could hear some dogs barking, and they thought, well, they got to be barking at something. So they stopped their snowmobiles and yelled for the kids, and lo and behold, one of them answered back.
That's Kinet News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
Have you noticed your bottom front teeth have become more crowded over time? Do you want them straight but dread the look of braces? I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson, and I offer a more aesthetic option. You can have tiny braces on the inside of your lower front teeth. Nobody will notice your braces, but everyone will see your beautiful straight teeth. Come visit me, Dr. Julianne Peterson, and see how easy getting straight teeth can be. Call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
Good afternoon. I'm Daria Beguzheva with QNET Sports. Loyalist women's basketball team will be having their first home game this year. First home game this year, next Friday, when they meet Centennial Colts. Belleville Senators versus Binghamton Devils is happening tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Yardman Arena. Trenton Golden Hawks are facing off Aurora Tigers tomorrow night at Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens at 7:30 p.m. Kingston Voyagers will be playing against Pickering Panthers on Thursday night at 7 p.m. at Invista Center. The game between Newmark and Hurricanes versus Whitby Ferry will take place on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. at Ray Twinnett Recreation Complex. Canada came first in Group A at the World Junior Hockey Championship. Canada will be meeting Switzerland in quarterfinal later this afternoon. A memorial service will be held tomorrow afternoon at the Air Canada Centre in Toronto for Toronto Maple Leafs goalie Johnny Bower, who passed away last Tuesday at the age of 93 after falling ill with pneumonia. Bower's grandson and Toronto Maple Leafs president Brendan Shanahan will be among the speakers. Former teammates Frank Mihovlich, Ron Ellis and Dave Keown will also attend the event. Toronto Raptors won over the Milwaukee Bucks 131-127. Raptors DeMar DeRozan scored 52 points. He says he had just watched tape of one of the NBA's greats before setting the record.
It's crazy because I watched Jordan last 3 minutes of Game 6 versus Utah in the finals earlier today. And, you know, just the atmosphere that you were playing in. And, you know, I remember being a kid wishing to be in moments like that. So when you come out here and you in the moments, you got to make the best out of them.
Chicago Bears are looking for another coach after dismissing John Fox. David Chester has more.
Following a 14-34 record over the last 3 years, the Chicago Bears fired head coach John Fox with 1 year remaining on his contract. Fox, who took both the Panthers and the Broncos to Super Bowls in his previous two NFL stops, never could get things to work with the Bears. The team finished in last place each of his 3 years in the NFC North, and offensively was annually one of the worst teams in the league. The Bears will likely look for an offensive-minded coach to try and speed up the development of quarterback Mitch Trubisky. David Schuster, Chicago.
Georgia Bulldogs won over Oklahoma in a Rose Bowl thriller, 54-48. Sonny Michel, who scored a 27-yard touchdown, says the Oklahoma defense caused problems for their offense, but they kept fighting.
We just wanted to, you know, play our style of football. Oklahoma has a great defense. You know, they created a lot of three and outs for us. We just had to keep pounding. We had faith in each other, and all 11 guys on offense just kept grinding.
Send us your team or league score at email kinetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Today will be cloudy with a high of -8. Tonight will be partly cloudy and a low of -13. Tomorrow will also be cloudy. to 4 centimeters of snow is expected, with a high of minus 7. At 12:10, it's minus 12. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Daria Baygujiva, News on 91X, next at